We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yush already joining us in studio. City Commission has their meeting tonight, 7 p.m. at City Hall. And, of course, those are open to anybody wanting to attend. They're also streamed online, cityofmhk.com/TV, I believe, and on City of Cox Cable Channel 3 and the Facebook page.
So right.
Plenty of avenues to get informed here tonight. What's on the consent agenda?
So several things probably worth noting. We do have an amendment on the consent agenda. We've had discussion previously by the commission to approve first reading of an ordinance that would amend our comprehensive plan, which you mentioned earlier, to adopt and incorporate the bicycle and pedestrian systems plan. So this is an update to our bicycle, what is now our bicycle master plan, and incorporating pedestrians as a component of that, and suggesting as the community looks to improve that infrastructure in the community, the methods and specifications for doing so. So look forward to that. We also are selling some temporary notes today. So this is our construction financing process, if you will. There's about little over $4 million in 12 special assessment projects, mostly covered by benefit districts, and we have about $17 million in capital projects. That's led by about $8.6 million for the Kimball and College Avenue improvements, part of the North Campus Corridor that Commission awarded late last year. Also about $6.5 million in our downtown stormwater improvements. That's the Houston and 6th Street stormwater project, and then another $1 million in water improvements in that same area, and a couple other utility projects, one in water and one in wastewater. And then we also have a taxable series of temporary notes, and that's just over $5 million for to cover the expansion of the conference center, which is also underway. We have a petition in front of the commission for the build-out of infrastructure at the K-State Research Park, so up off of North Manhattan Avenue, where the Department of Ag, current construction for the Ag Labs is going on. This will improve the interior streets, water and sanitary sewer improvements to extend the street to the north and bring it back out onto North Manhattan there across from the American Institute for Baking. So look forward to them being able to finish those improvements and also to continue to build in the K-State Research Park. That's about a $1.7 million benefit district petition, with all of that being to the benefit district. And the K-State Foundation is the sponsor of that particular benefit district resolution. Also, a $108,000 contract with Schwab and Eaton to do that particular design work. We also have some vehicle replacements, about 15 off the state vehicle contract. Total cost is about $321,000. We are also recommending the commission. We established an equipment reserve fund, and we're proposing a 7-year lease purchase agreement. We've got very favorable lease interest rates, about 1.98% with Commerce Bank and Clayton Holdings. And so we're recommending an award of that, and so that would amount to about just over $36,000 a year in annual payments for those vehicles. We also have an authorization to purchase new radios for the Manhattan Fire Department from Harris Company through the Riley County Kansas Board of County Commissioners contract. As you know, we're upgrading the radio system into the 800 megahertz cycle, and the county is leading the way with the infrastructure for the towers and other aspects. And so all of the entities who use that emergency communication are having to upgrade their radios to be compatible and work together. And so that cost is about $463,000. Again, we're recommending a 7-year lease purchase program to purchase that, and we got favorable interest rates just over 2%, and that's with U.S. Bancorp. Bank Corporation, and that'll be paid from the Fire Equipment Reserve Fund. So those are the primary items on the consent agenda.
All right, yeah, quite a bit of stuff there to go.
There is a lot of information. The packet's thick because of that, especially with the Bicycle Master Plan and Pedestrian Master Plan. We're excited to have that document upgraded and to help guide future improvements for the community.
And I know I was at an intergovernmental luncheon here a couple of weeks ago. I guess it would have been in January, and they talked a little bit about e-scooters. What's the latest that you've heard on that?
So we're working with K-State. And they have selected some finalists. They did a request for proposals from companies who provide these e-scooter rental services, if you will, to propose to be able to come in and operate on campus as well as in the community. And so I believe there's three different firms that have been shortlisted, and they're interviewing those firms. The intent here is to pick an initial firm to do on a trial basis. So, and the way this is envisioned to work is that firm that's selected would negotiate an agreement with Kansas State University on how they would operate on campus. And then we would also, as the city, negotiate an agreement that speaks to how they would distribute and run that program within the city's infrastructure and where that would be allowed. Being able to, one of the new terms is geocaching. So you can remotely control where these operate, how fast they go, different aspects like that. One of the things right now is we don't allow bicycles on sidewalks in the Aggieville Shopping District or the Downtown Shopping District. So we would want the e-scooters to be able to follow that same perspective. The state of Kansas has determined e-scooters are basically the same as a bicycle, if you will. And so most of them are motorized, and so following those traffic rules and the same as a bicyclist would have, and things like just not leaving them lay around wherever. They need to be able to, a lot of places have successfully identified parking locations to where you can rent them, and if the renter doesn't bring them back to that location, they keep getting charged until they do bring it back to that location. So there's a lot of different issues to resolve there, and those are obviously K-State has even more complex issues with that. But there seems to be a good demand. I know that K-State has indicated that there's a lot of interest by their students as well as even faculty and staff to be able to have this service on campus. And some people have bought their own. So are currently using them, and so the having the measures in place to enforce that is important.
Yeah, I'm 50% on board and 50% not on board. We've been to other communities just as far as conferences and such, and I've seen people use e-scooters, and I've seen people fall right off their e-scooters as I'm watching them too. So I think it's worth trying out, but being extremely cautious because they're. Because it is electronic and there is a certain speed involved, and if they're not on a sidewalk, there's potential for a lot of accidents or head injuries because they don't necessarily have to wear helmets and such. So I think this is one of those pilot programs, see what happens and see if they want to have more vendors. What do we need to do differently, even with RCPD or K-State Police, our own ordinances? And you never know what they're going to do at the state level either. Because e-scooters are not just a Manhattan thing. They're all over the place. So we'll see what happens with that. It's one of those things you reluctantly embrace and hope everything goes well.
It's just a pilot program. That should probably be noted here. But if it is successful, imagine there's potential for a money-making opportunity here for
the city. Absolutely. Cost-sharing both the for the university, maybe not so much with the city. That's part of what the negotiation's about. But the idea is to pick a company, do some pilot work, figure out what works good and what doesn't, and then be able to have better concrete rules and regs for other providers that might come in at a later time. So in that type of thing, competition's good, but we want to make sure that we're not trying to figure that out with four or five different companies all at the same time. So that's the intent with regard to e-scooters. Got a couple other meetings coming up In a week or so, actually later this week, is the city-county-county meeting, and that's going to focus on the proposal for RCPD to occupy space in the Aggieville parking structure. And then also next week, the City Commission work session will focus on an update for the special 2/10 sales tax for street maintenance and the Safe Routes to Schools program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. City Commission meeting tonight at 7 p.m. City Hall. City Manager Ron Feer, Mayor Yusha Reddy, our guests here this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. Tomorrow on In Focus, we'll have guests from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, plus Tina Rockhold to be in from Mercy Community Health Foundation, previewing the 3D mammography unveiling coming up at Wamego Health Center this week.
Clark, Rush, Dan, the game, and Manhattan High basketball today.